Greetings, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, and you are listening live to the Mind of God program, emanating from Think About It. .org, THANK, Think About It. .org. Today's recording date is October the 24th, 2010. And on this program, the Mind of God program, we endeavor to climb out of the mind of this wicked system and climb up into the mind of God, that we may, through the mind of God, the mind of Christ, understand how we are to organize together for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. We are willing to ally ourselves with any political, religious, and revolutionary organization as long as said organization is working together for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. My beautiful sister Venice is the producer, helper, engineer, and coordinator of this website. And you may contact me by emailing YAHLOVE, YAHLOVE, YAHLOVE at Comcast.net. And as we do every time we come together, let us as African people, houses for the spirit and soul of the Almighty, let us give thanks and praises unto the Most High Creator and the Most High Creatress. Praises are due unto the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, Father is referred to as Abba. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah. In Egypt, Father is known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father. In the Native American tradition, Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. Also giving praises to our wonderful and precious and beautiful Mother, the Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. She is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom in the African Hebrew language is Chokmah. You can research that in the Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary on the Hebrew side. And that word chokmah is a feminine word denoting and referring to a feminine entity. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that she, our beautiful mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. Only the mother, the female, conceives. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, collectively our mother as well, mother of creation, mother of the universe, mother of the human family. As Father is Father of creation, Father of the universe, Father of the human family. In the Hebrew, in the African Hebrew language, Mother Holy Spirit, her title and name, or name and title, are Ruach HaKadosh. Kadosh is the word in the African Hebrew language that describes a holy entity that is living. Ruach is the word in the African Hebrew language found under the number 7307 on in your Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. And when you find that word, research the definition of that word, you will see that Ruach is a feminine word describing a feminine entity, in this case, the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is our mother. In the African Arabic language, her name is Illah, spelled I-L-L-A-H. And our wonderful and beautiful and revolutionary sisters and brothers of Islam say, Ashadu illa ilaha il Allah. And you hear Illah three times and Allah one time. Illah is the mother, and that word Illah is also an African Hebrew word. I believe it's found under the number 2956, I believe it is. I'm going to have to look it up and say it more definitively, but I believe it's 2528. I believe that's where that word Illah is found. We're going to do that research and give it to you definitively. But Illah is a word that is feminine, describing the mother, because mother and father have come together to give birth, to conceive the whole of the universe, the whole of creation, the whole of the human family, father and mother together. Mother Holy Spirit is known in Egypt as the great, in Egypt as Amen, Amenet. Mother Holy Spirit in Egypt is Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the Native American tradition, she is known as the great and the grand mother. So I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the African Hebrew Messiah, revolutionary Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. And believe it or not, sisters and brothers, but Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of his Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So we say Jah, Rastafari, Haile I, Selassie I, as Jesus Christ's new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. Judgment in the Roman, British, American, Babylon Empire. This is to teach us that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested within your and my personalities, thereby making our names the new names of Jesus Christ in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12, which teaches us that in the last days Christ would come, Christ would manifest. The second coming is the manifestation of Christ within the personality of we the believers who are willing, ready, and able to rise up with the Spirit of Christ to overthrow this wicked Babylon system. All of us are divine manifestations of divinity living in the divine universe, on this divine earth, in the divine physical realm. So when we come to understand these things, we will understand who we are and our mission. We are yet in the book of Revelation. The black man and woman of the West, stolen from the East, stolen from Africa. We are the Jew. We are the African Hebrew Israelite nation. We are the collective messianic people who are charged with raising up the messianic spirit in ourselves and in the whole of the human family, especially the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. So Jesus in the book of Revelation is teaching us through revolutionary Apostle John. Now, before we get to resume our teaching in Revelation, let us deal with a few current affairs, keeping in mind that the word revelation, coming from a Greek word apokalyptos, having to do with apocalypse, which means to reveal that which is hidden. Reveal the secret knowledge that has been hidden by those in power, the wicked ruling class and ruling families who rule the human family based on falsehood, trickery, and hiding truth and presenting falsehood. So Jesus comes to reveal that hidden truth so that we may rise up and overthrow this wicked system. Now, these headlines are taken from Democracy Now, www.democracynow.org. The two hosts are Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. And although by the time you get this audio, these headlines will be old news, yet we are able to present all manner of issues and give the proper commentary from a true revolutionary Christian, Muslim, Hebrew perspective. The first issue, Yasser Abed Rabo, executive committee of the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Organization. The Palestinian leadership holds Israel responsible for obstructing the negotiations and the political process and thwarting the political efforts of the American administration, the quartet, and the entire international community. Likewise, the Palestinian leadership confirms that the resumption of negotiations requires tangible steps to prove they are serious. At the forefront of them, a freeze on settlements without conditions or exceptions. Sisters and brothers, this is the Palestinian situation, the state of Israel, Israel-Palestine. We have said repeatedly, and we'll continue to say, that the European Jew is not the Jew of your Bible. The European Jew is a descendant of the Hyksos, who came into Egypt, Africa in 1750 and enslaved our African Hebrew Israelite ancestors for 200 years. And now the same Hyksos, under the name Khazar and under the name Ashkenazi, are back in that region of North Africa or the so-called Middle East, taking land which is not theirs and playing like they're serious about negotiations for a two-state solution, and they are not. It is the plan of the State of Israel to kill or export, is that the word I'm looking for, export, drive out all of those in between the regions of southwest, the southwest region from the Nile of Egypt all the way northeast up to Iran, encompassing part of Egypt, part of Iraq, part of Kuwait, the whole of Lebanon and other Jordan and other of those nations in that territory. It is the plan of the State of Israel to expand to those extreme borders and expel or kill all who will not cow and bow to their wishes. Go to takingaimradio.com, and I'm going to have that on my summary for you to understand through the writings of Ralph Schoeman and Maya Schoen that reality. So don't believe the hype. Two Israeli soldiers convicted of using Gaza child as a human shield. Look at what the State of Israel is doing. And let me pause here and say that you are listening to Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is the Mind of God program coming from thinkaboutit.org. Today's recording date is October the 24th, 2010. And you may contact me by emailing yalove@comcast.net. Two Israeli soldiers have been convicted of using a 9-year-old Palestinian boy as a human shield by forcing him to search for suspected booby traps on their behalf in 2009 during the assault on Gaza. An attorney said the soldiers are being scapegoated by the Israeli military. You recall the assault on Gaza right after the elections, I believe it was in 2009. Well, November 2008, leading up to the transition from the Bush administration to the Obama administration in America in 2009. During that time period of transition, the State of Israel went into the Gaza and slaughtered and killed and destroyed, as it was prophesied that they would do in the book of Ezekiel. Hopefully I have that in my summary. When you see this reference in Ezekiel, know that you are reading about the European Jew, the Ashkenazi, who is Khazar, Russian, who is a descendant of the Hyksos, who destroyed our people in ancient times and is yet doing so. So the Israeli soldiers used a Palestinian child as a shield, as a human shield, just wicked. Had him go in, and I believe it was bombs, maybe that he was, places that might have had a bomb or something, using this Palestinian child as a human shield. If he gets blown up, who cares? Obviously, we don't care. We don't care about Palestinian life, because we've been taught that the Palestinians, the Muslims, the Arabs, the Africans, are terrorists and killers, and it's not true. The State of Israel is a terrorist organization doing the bidding of the terrorist ruling class of America, Europe, and the terrorist ruling class of Israel. These are some of the wicked things that we keep our mouths shut concerning, because we have sold out to this wicked system. Next issue. I think it's Elan Katz. The two soldiers are the ones who pay the price for the mistake of senior people, and the system thinks that if they are convicted, the world would get off Israel's case. Whoever thinks this is severely mistaken. So the Israeli soldiers that participated in destruction, it is thought that if these two soldiers are convicted, the whole world would get off Israel's case. But this is a ploy, a calculation that the State of Israel is using. Offer up two of their soldiers, blame them for the wickedness, and then the ruling class and families of Israel, America, and Europe get off scot-free. And this brother is right. This Jewish brother, Elan Katz, is right. They are sadly mistaken. We know that the little military, the little soldiers, they are victims. Yes, even though they're Israeli, European Jews, they are victims, because they're being used by their own wicked ruling class and ruling families. We're not going to let anyone off the hook. We're going to continue to organize and stand up and speak truth on behalf of the Palestinian people until this whole rotten, wicked system is overthrown and we usher in the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. Next issue. UN issues, the United Nations issues a report on war crimes in the Congo. The United Nations has issued its long-awaited report documenting atrocities in the war in the Democratic Republic of Congo that left 5 million people dead between 1993 and 2003. Part of the report accuses the Rwandan military of war crimes and possibly even genocide. The report said Tutsi-led Rwandan troops and their rebel allies killed tens of thousands of members of the Hutu ethnic tribe after the 1994 Rwandan genocide. This is so very interesting. What we find is that the truth is coming out slowly. You all and me and us and all of us collectively have been lied to as it concerns that which is called the 1994 Rwandan genocide. This was a project created by the CIA of America, the MI5 or 6 of Britain, and the Mossad of Israel, to raise up the Tutsi leader known as Paul Kagame, who is from Uganda, to raise this man up, finance him, support him through the giving of weapons, and giving him what they call strategic information, coordinating information, raise this man up, Paul Kagame, and with his Rwandan troops, so-called, they assassinated Habyarimana in April 6, 1994. And from 1990, I believe it was, all the way through 1994, Paul Kagame, on behalf of America, Europe, and Israel, on behalf of the multinational corporations, on behalf of the banks, the IMF, WTO, WBO, on behalf of the Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, killed and slaughtered all the way up until they assassinated Habyarimana in 1994. Then, in 1996, Kagame invaded Congo, displaced the no-good rotten Mobutu, and emplaced Laurent Kabila. Laurent Kabila turned on all of them, and so in 1998, Kagame went back into Congo, and the CIA assassinated Kabila. But this whole thing is about diamonds and copper and oil and all manner of resources and minerals that are used in our computers and TVs and so on. So this man Kagame has been at the head of the destruction of at least 10 million of our people from 1993 all the way down to the present, all done on behalf of the CIA, MI6 and 5 of Britain, and Mossad of Israel, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the no good rotten Illuminati Masonic order, in order to keep funneling the resources out of that region. This is the ultimate truth they don't want to tell. And allthingspass.com. I'm going to have that in my reference column. I want you to go there. Our brother Keith Harmon Snow has been on this case for all of these years. And I love my Caucasian brother, Keith Harmon Snow, for bringing these truths out. But the truth is catching up. The truth is catching up. Navi Pillay, United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights. Because the laws of war forbid the killing of civilians, it points to crimes against humanity and in some instances may well amount to genocide. But the report makes clear that it's only a court of law that can determine what crimes have been or are suspected of having been committed. The Rwandan government protested the release of the report and has threatened to withdraw from the UN peacekeeping mission in Darfur. So the Rwandan government, Paul Kagame, is very angry that some of the truth is coming out, and he is playing a role in Darfur, Sudan, not for righteousness, but to help split the north from the south, the north having in its location the government, and the south having all of the oil riches that the same wicked forces want to get their hands on. So Paul Kagame and the Rwandan government, they're making a calculation that if they threaten to withdraw from the wicked actions in Darfur, because he's doing nothing but wickedness on behalf of the CIA, the oil corporations and multinational corporations, that if they threaten to pull out, that this report will be buried. But the truth is coming out. The truth about the Congo, the truth about Rwanda and Paul Kagame, and the truth. Minister Farrakhan was right about the Sudan. All that fighting was created by America, Europe, and Israel to split the south from the north in Sudan, because the riches are in the south, and so they play up the Christian south against the Arab north. They're all black Africans. But this is all about splitting the two so that the oil corporations of America, Europe, and Israel can get at that oil. Moving on. Louis Mushikiwabo, Rwanda's foreign minister of affairs, said, "It is a report that is destabilizing for the region. We have 7 countries named in this report. None of us have been contacted. None of us was given a chance to respond to the accusations. We are accused by anonymous people. We don't know who is investigating." This is an apologist for Paul Kagame telling nothing but lies. U.S. drone kills 8 German citizens in Pakistan. A U.S. drone strike in Pakistan has killed at least 8 German citizens suspected of being linked to Pakistani militants. The identities of the German men have not been released. The attack came one day after the United States issued a travel alert about potential terrorist attacks in Europe. The CIA has sharply increased its use of drones to carry out strikes inside Pakistan in recent weeks. Monday's attack was the 26th drone strike in the last 37 days. We've been saying this all along, and we will continue to say it. This fighting and killing, shedding of blood, administration and implementation of continuous nonstop warfare is only to bolster the oil corporations and other mineral and resource corporations in their drive to steal land, wealth, and resources. Every life taken by America, Europe, and Israel, the CIA, and so on, is an innocent life. And all of these are falsehoods, lies, and tricks that they use to hide the truth. Using Obama, he comes out and says he's fighting for justice and fighting against terrorism. He sounds exactly like Bush, who said the same thing, both of them using lies, trickery, and falsehood to hide the truth that is all about oil pipelines, copper, diamonds, all manner of mineral resources for the mineral resource corporations of America, Europe, and Israel. So all this shedding of blood and destruction of human life and justifying it by saying they're fighting for fighting against terrorism. This is a war of terrorism conducted by America, Europe, and Israel. In Tennessee, now this is interesting. Now this is the last current affair. In Tennessee, in America, in Tennessee, a fire department allows a home to burn down over an unpaid $75 fee. In Tennessee, a local fire department refused to put out a house fire last week because the homeowner had forgotten to pay $75 for fire protection from a nearby town. This is so absolutely wicked, but this is indicative of the system. If you don't pay, you can't get that which you deserve as a human being living on this earth in this country. This man, Gene Kranick, his house burned to the ground. The fire department came to the house after he called 911 and watched the house burn to the ground. But because he hadn't paid this wicked $75 fee, which he offered to pay at that time if they just come out and save his house, they let it burn to the ground. That's what the system does. If you can't pay, you can't get that which you absolutely are deserving of as a human being. That's why this wicked system must be opposed, and we must come together to organize and stand up for equal rights and justice and usher in the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. And so we're taking our first break, and I'll see you on the other side of the break.